This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All this week, we have been on a bit of a whistling kick.
It's the dumbest stuff on this show sometimes.
Ooh. You sound like a sweet little bird.
Thank you. You're not the first person to ever say that to me.
And it's all thanks to this song by the Scorpions.
Again? Yes. We do this just for you and for Sarah so that you guys can finally recognize greatness. That is the Scorpions.
So a listener yesterday had suggested that we have Danny's daughter, Lily, give a review. She is brutally honest.
What are you talking about? She's always so nice, especially when she was talking about Metallica.
Well, it's dumb.
So
why does Steve like this band?
Because they're awesome, Lily. Because they're freaking awesome.
Uncle Steve doesn't know. So let's check out how she felt about the Scorpion song.
Okay, so just so you know, Lily gets a little unhinged in this.
A little.
Okay, Lily gets a lot unhinged in this.
Oh, no.
But we'll start things off with you having Lily review the song.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Hi, Lily.
Hi.
I have a question for you.
God.
There's a bit.
Okay, she's just like your girlfriend.
I know.
The exact same person. What is happening?
The women in your life just don't want to talk to you.
That's fair.
I feel your pain.
Why does everyone have that reaction when I say I have a question? They say, oh, God.
I don't know.
I've now played you the song Winds of Change by the Scorpions, right?
A classic.
What did you think, Lily?
The Sigma, first of all. Second of all, was it supposed to be rock? And second of all, what's with the whistling?
I don't know how to...
I'm feeling ashamed already.
What is this what the Sigma stuff? Is Sigma, can you just use Sigma in any form of a sentence?
Like, I mean,
is it positive? Is it negative? I don't understand this stuff.
I think it's supposed to mean like ew, right?
I don't know. I don't know. She will not tell me. She also uses the word alpha, which sounds more like positive. I don't think Sigma's positive, but I don't know.
I feel like Greek people are like, what the hell is going on? Because you're using Greek letters, but they make no sense in the situation that you're talking about.
Right. I don't know how to answer the what the Sigma thing.
Thank you, Danny.
Secondly, it's kind of rock, but it's a band that...
It's a power ballad, man. It is rock. We shouldn't have had him talk to his daughter.
No.
What?
How is it rock? How is it rock? How? Just tell me.
You know, I'm not really sure. They were formed 60 years ago.
So they're like 90 now, right? Like you?
Wow.
Oh, man. So she's just age shaming you.
Yeah, apparently. Wow, thank you. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you think?
Negative 1,000.
Is it better or worse than Metallica?
Oh, that's hard. I'm going to say worse because Metallica is more rock than that. And Metallica is more rock than that, and that's supposed to be rock. But it's only by, like 1 point.
They only beat them by 1 point?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's her review.
Yeah.
And now are you ready for when things get a little weird?
Oh, that wasn't the weird part?
No, that was very normal compared to what you're about to hear.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, I thought we were done with this conversation, and Lily tells me that you are doing what?
Summoning Chuck Berry.
Why are you summoning Chuck Berry? What? Tell me what you told me when I stopped recording about rock music, first off.
Rock music is like more like something bang your head to, except, but that song, the other song with the whistling and whatever, it's like just like frolicking, not freaking banging your head around.
No, okay, so just so we're reviewing, she is summoning Chuck Berry.
Wow. I'm impressed she knows who Chuck Berry is, though.
You know, me too, actually.
Chalk that up for a win.
And so I decided to summon Chuck Berry so I can see what he thinks about this song. So I have this whole setup. I have my keyboard. Wait, go ahead.
Wait, why Chuck Berry? How did you learn about Chuck Berry?
I looked him up.
And what does it say?
They don't know who created it, but he was the first one on top, so I just decided to go with him.
Created what?
Rock.
So now you're going to summon him with your book of spells.
Wow. Does she have a Ouija board? What are we doing here? Oh my.
She does not.
Yes.
Danny, your ex got her a Ouija board?
No, I did.
Oh my gosh!
I'm never saying anything mean about Lily again. And you'll understand why as we continue to go down this road.
I have my mini Ouija board so I can talk to him. And then I have my 1001 spell books. So first, we need to get chapter 18 up, which we did. Next, we need to do this. Summon Chuck Berry of chapter 18. Summon Chuck Berry of chapter 18. Okay, then we close the book. Then Chuck Berry should be summoned. So now we just need to use our Ouija board, our mini Ouija board, and see what he says. Chuck Berry, are you here?
Oh my God!
I hate this.
I mean, fortunately, no chickens were sacrificed, no cats were sacrificed. So far, things are very innocent, right?
It said yes, he is. So, do you think the song is rock? She said no.
All right, so Chuck Berry said it's not a rock song,
yeah.
According to Lily,
the godfather of rock,
through her Ouija board.
Do you think Metallica is a good band? He said no. Did you actually create rock? He said yes.
Chuck Berry doesn't like Metallica. He doesn't like the Scorpions, but he did create rock. This is all fascinating.
He did. Do you agree with my opinion? He went to yes. Do you think that my dad is an 90-year-old man? It went to yes.
Now we're just trolling him.
Oh my God.
Well, I believe that.
Danny, how are you feeling about that?
You know, honestly, it's not surprising at all. When I bought her the Ouija board,
does she reference that she's doing spells and Ouija boards, like just like when you're talking to her?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a normal thing. She wants to be a witch, and this is like, I mean,
well, she seems like the most wholesome looking witch when she comes and visits us. Like, she doesn't even wear any black.
Yeah. Well, and if
you notice, coming in a broom.
None of this. I literally just let her go. I did not talk to her at all. Like, I was just like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "Oh, summoning Chuck Berry." And I was like, "Why? Why are you summoning Chuck Berry? Because he's the godfather of rock." That's
honestly,
what it says.
Though, I'm impressed.
Well,
I'm impressed.
We got to the bottom of it.
She took it to the next level, and we got answers.
All these years, I thought the Scorpions were a rock song. Wind of Change, and apparently, according to Chuck Berry, they're not. So I stand corrected.
And Metallica has apparently ruined rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.